Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
How can God's people respond to the COVID-19 virus? Joining me is Nate Gross from the Nebraska Family Alliance team. Nate, the last couple weeks in our office, it's been changing hour by hour. Our first realization that this is going to have a tremendous long-term impact was when we got notification from the Capitol that all events scheduled there are going to be discontinued. And we always host a National Day of Prayer event in May, and we no longer have access to that facility. Secondly, we got notification about the legislature. Tell us about that.
Well, we learned last week that along with all the other cancellations and closures happening, that the state legislature has also decided to take an indefinite leave of absence. So the state legislature is not in session right now, and we don't know for sure yet when they will be reconvening. But what we do know is that they are able to reconvene at a later date. So they left on day 41 of a 60-day working session. And so throughout this time, they're not losing legislative days. They're just on pause. And whenever they're able to reconvene and conduct business again in our state capitol, they'll get a pickup where they left off on day 41.
And also, even though we're not monitoring legislation currently, we are being given wonderful opportunities to serve our state and particularly faith leaders. Governor Ricketts invited us to host a conference call with faith-based leaders, pastors, ministry leaders, nonprofit leaders for the faith-based community. And it was a wonderful call. Nate, how many, do you recall, participated in that call?
You know, Karen, we were so encouraged to see over 550 pastors and ministry leaders from all across the state join us for this conference call with the governor on how the church and God's people can be responding and helping lead our state through this crisis.
One of the special requests that the governor asked was that we pray and serve our community. To learn more, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and check out the COVID-19 Serve and Pray.